Blog Talk Radio.
Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like,
Don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Listen, disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. You stay silent, you go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always press 1 or call back. Now, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 10, new on the list, Boo Man. Number 9, King Mooter. Number 8, Live from the Garage. Number 7, moving up, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Number 6, with the moving up, Black Odyssey, the Blessed Living DVD project and video shoots that they've been doing. Number 5, Big Legs Remix. We started out with that. Emax, the Image, Sheriff Kilroy. Number 4, debuting Gloves Not Guns event, which was held at the West Side, the old gymnasium. They got a lot of nice coverage. Congratulations. Number 3, debuting, yes, it was entertaining, Anthony Hamilton at the Playhouse Square, I believe, for Mother's Day. Number 2, a big jump in entertaining factors, American Ninja filmed at Public Square. Number 1, big jump, Survivors of Violence 2. More on that in just a little while. I want to thank everybody who's on the phone line. And I'll start it out this way and say that for those who don't know, I can at least throw it out there that voiceofradio.com is on Mondays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the main event, which features myself, Brother Larry, Brother Most. And then voiceofradio.com on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's a Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show. I do need to at least take the time before I do anything, and just say that I was very blessed. This will only take me about 2 minutes. Like I say, this gives people time enough to get their thoughts together so that we can, you know, respect everybody's time and all of that. As the past, Friday, E.F. Boyd Funeral Home, Friday morning, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, presented our resolution to remain vigilant and make ARCO Recycling remove all debris from the Euclid Noble toxic dump, which was shut down by the EPA. Now, you know, when it comes to Miss LaVon, her life story was covered along with the funeral on Melanated Media News. It's on YouTube and Facebook, Melanated Media News. It's entitled, There's Clean Air in Heaven for Victims of Environmental Racism. And it's only fitting since Miss LaVon first came to the world's attention via Black House Sounds films and Melanated Media News when we marched on the dump and went back to celebrate, and hundreds went to see her. 44112news.com did a fitting tribute. Scene Magazine even picked up Black Man's Army and Don Bryant climbing to the top of the dump. I salute an activist who didn't quit. And for those who don't know, Arlena LaVon, January 27th, 1908 to May 1st, 2017. She was the 8th child of 11, born on January 27th, 1908 in Snow Hill, North Carolina, affectionately known as Aunt Sissy, and she earned her wings on Monday, May 1st, 2017, at the tender age of 109. She loved the Lord, and she united with Lakeside Baptist Church in Cleveland, where she remained a dedicated and faithful member until the Lord called her home. She was an avid gardener, so just think, you have that debris and stuff that's on a garden, and, you know, the nurse who would come to visit couldn't even open up her windows because of the debris floating around. And she did end up becoming a celebrity in her own right. She was acknowledged on her 108th birthday by the first African-American president, Barack Obama. She was also recognized by the governor of Ohio, the mayors of East Cleveland and Cleveland. And recently, in March 27, 2017, she was honored by the Bridges Black Heritage Cultural Center at the Cleveland City Hall as the eldest living member in the county. City and state of Ohio. And August 2010, she was honored in Silver Spring, Maryland by her family as being one of the eldest surviving members of the Hill Clan. So had to get that out of the way because she was definitely a treasure to us, and it's a blessing in itself. And before I go to the phone lines to let people know, 1899, this coming Saturday, 1899, Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The Howard A. Mims Black History Month program put on by the National Action Network. It will feature Black House Sounds, myself, and somebody else that they picked from the workshop. Henceforth, so much stuff going on this month. That's why they didn't have a hip-hop workshop. I'm going to the first phone line of 216-804. I hope it's not the owner of the toxic dump from Arco. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And one thing I'm going to say, Mother's Day was yesterday. So our program is today. And this is my contribution. Every woman within the home is but a queen upon the throne. So let this be our daily prayer. We thank you, God, for placing her there for Mother's Day to all mothers.
Amen. Thank you for that so much. And I just want to say that's a blessing. Of course, happy belated Mother's Day. And, you know, to mothers out there everywhere, from grandmothers to stepmothers to baby's mamas. Hey, look, you all are mothers every day, so I know yesterday, if you're doing it right, was just like every other day. So I want to say I appreciate you all very much. I do want to at least get one thing out of the way and say that there was a Survivors of Violence 2 concert that happened the past Saturday at Shaw High. You had such acts as the Rude Boys, Men at Large, Blush. I'll get into them in just a little while. Suicide Holla, Vast Inspiration, J. Jig Cicero. You even had the celebrity basketball game jumping off. And this is just some of the things that happened. As you know, Black Man's Army and Peace in the Hood, we did security at the celebrity basketball game. The MC for the game was Suge to the Boog. Voice of Radio.com was there. The DJ at the game, though, was Black Kush Radio. You had the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. Channel 5 filmed it, interviewed Judge Will Dawson of East Cleveland and Dennis Cash through the event. Q Media and Ms. Ice filmed the entire event. You also had such people like Miss Moon, Autism Awareness, Oppressed People's Nations, King Swisher. Now, Beyonce's father, Matt Knowles, Matthew Knowles, he brought the reality stars and international hip-hop group Blush to talk and perform. Litter Bugs, they picked up trash and even played in the celebrity ball game. Big Hef of Def Jam and Street's Most Industry Tours moderated a panel and gave away the Hood Illustrated issue, which featured himself, Lil Cray, and Ohio Hip Hop Awards itself. The East Cleveland Mayor Brandon King, Nathaniel Martin of East Cleveland Councilman at Large was there, Cyrus D, the Log TV Network, the Hug Lady School Board member Tiffany Fisher. The first panel featured Cleveland Councilman T.J. Dow, 107.3 The Wave. I thought it was real, real nice in itself. Along with that, the second panel featured Deuce and Jay Monet from Z107.9. Almost said Z107 Swine, but I'm going to be nice. Transformators, Tracy Potts, Laura Cowan, Beyonce's Dole's father, Matthew Knowles, manager of Blush, author of the book, The 10 DNA Traits of Successful People. I got to pick that one up. Man in the Street was also on that panel, and one question asked was, name one obstacle you had to overcome, and while others answered about racism, sexism, poverty, you know, I had to answer me. Think about it. If I didn't get out of my own way from drinking, drugs, not listening, thugging, that type of stuff, till I dealt with me, I'm the biggest obstacle. Get that out the way. Guess what? Period. Anyway, we also had GMS Hood Famous TV who filmed, and I feel Dennis Cash does an excellent job, but sometimes it can be too much to distribute all tickets, run a tight schedule at the show, press release. So maybe at the third one, I'm hoping that Dennis will get someone like Ms. Ice to help distribute tickets since the tickets were free. For survivors, there were like survivors awards given out to families such as Sonja Garth, the Spratt family, the DeFreeze family, Laura Cowan, and like I say, just wish there had been many more young people there or teens who were at risk. Hopefully this program will be able to reach out to not just the families, but to some of the knuckleheads so they don't act like knuckleheads in the future. With that being said, I'm going to go to 216209. Oh, boy, I don't know who this is, but it might be somebody who's telling me, hey, we didn't like you on that panel. Anyway, 216209, you're on live. How you doing out there?
No. You know I ain't going to tell you to come off the panel now.
I appreciate
this is
that.
This is Black Kyle AC for all those who don't know. And I want to start this week off with, thanking my creator to be in this place right here to even be able to talk to you. And I'm not saying that because something went wrong or something goes wrong, to acknowledge it even when something's going good and it's just a plain regular old day. So
got you.
I have to say it, because a lot of people are getting away from it, and then that's not going to be me. I'm going to just say that much right there.
Got you, sir.
And going along with the program, we have a lot coming up in store. I mean, I know many people haven't seen us posting that because we are working, and we got more videos in the making. We also working on another video for ourselves. Just stay tuned. Please stay tuned because our video production is taking a lot more time because we got a lot more clients now. So I'm thankful for the creator to say that. And shout out to Black House Sounds. I know you guys got your camera crew already, but if you ever want to collab or just want to even get some works with the Black Odyssey name around it, feel free to contact me, 209-4408. We can sit down and talk, come up with some schemes and work together. I would love to work with who in my city is doing positive things. So I had to say that. And man, all
appreciate
the mothers, I got to say Happy Mother's Day again because, a lot of mothers that are not respected enough. So with that being said, God bless you, Al. Thank you for all the work and your service that you put in because your job is thoughtless, and not many people understand how thoughtless it is.
I appreciate that very much, man. And if you definitely listen to the remainder of the show, I think you might hear some things that you'll like.
I sure will. I will be right here.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And before I go to the 216413 or the 216820, we get everybody on the phone lines because at least we do our best to make sure everybody gets their points in. I just wanted to throw out that if you haven't seen it, it'll probably be out until Wednesday morning. But the Call It Post newspaper, the United Pastors and Mission, they feel encouraged by Mayor Jackson. And I'm just going to pull out this 10-foot stepladder. They are like the largest predominantly African-American pastors and definitely interdenominational clergy groups in Greater Cleveland, representing more than 100 churches and leaders in the community. And they met with Mayor Frank Jackson of Cleveland regarding the allegation that, the inner city of Cleveland has been neglected. Clergy had some concerns that as downtown community is being engaged in projects like the Cavs Q Arena that is being transformed, as well as the downtown business district, and homes are getting facelifts and all of that. They are like, wait a minute, the inner city of Cleveland may be neglected. Wow. I'm like, hey, you all go. They said jobs, better police relations, reduction in crime, help with the definite drug epidemic, public health emergencies, and justice reform issues. The ministers were also concerned about the assertion of an uneven delivery of city services on the east side of the city. The UPM members, though, they left the meeting more than satisfied and happy to be able to share with the community that they believe that Mayor Jackson is and will do all and his administration can do to eliminate the blight of all the communities. Okay, so they felt very, very happy and thankful on that particular subject. They felt, hey, he's done everything he's supposed to do, and he's going to do some better things in the future. So, before I go to the 216-413 or the 216-820, I do believe that I need to just take about 1 minute and 30 seconds just for this.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
You know, I didn't have to say anything else besides that. I am going to say that the Black Man's Army meetings are at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Wednesdays, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Kipling Avenue, 44110. The exact address is 15415 off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue. I will have on me flyers and a petition. You can sign a petition in Cleveland so that you can get it on the ballot to vote on whether you want to pay taxes on the Q deal. It's all about us taking power. I'm so glad the Pastoral Alliance felt so at least happy with everything. I feel so happier with getting this thing right on the number to vote. Have your thoughts in order as I come to you. I'm going to the 216-413 number. I hope this is not Mayor Jackson calling to tell me off. 216-413, you're on live. How you doing out there?
Yes. Hey, Al, this is Rick Pittman time, and I got somebody to get off my chest. I am appalled at these black ministers who would say that Mayor Jackson basically is doing a great job, and they're applauding him and endorsing him. Some of pastors are endorsing him and trumpeting for him. I look at that as the shepherd leading the flock to the slaughterhouse. I mean, there's no way these pastors should be involved with steering the public to a mayor that haven't done much for the city of Cleveland. So I'm very appalled of that, and I'm appalled at how a candidate such as myself, who are very talented and gifted and would like to bring a lot of great change and hope and opportunity to Cleveland, is not getting an opportunity to be heard or to get any coverage at all. And this is my third and final bid, but I'm appalled at how we run politics here in Cleveland. Congresswoman will step out front and endorse the mayor, or our Democratic Party will endorse. And now I see that the pastors, the ministers are endorsing him pretty much and handpicking, trying to shove him down our throat once again. Like I said, that's appalling to me that there's qualified candidates that they won't even consider for mayor, and that can help the community. I understand also that you have to work with the business community also, but I think it should be twofold in the balance to things in order to get things done and to better a city. I think with the leaders that we have leading the city is part of the problem why we don't have a great city, because a lot of time leadership is very important, and your citizens sometimes follow its leadership. If you have bad leadership that is corrupt or bullying or blackballing, so goes your city, and other people tend to pick up that type of vibe and that type of criminal-minded or Dougie mind, and that could also part of the reason why we have a lot of these drive-by shooting and a lot of drugs and and people really not caring, because look at our leadership. We're always talking about we want good role models, and I think it should start with our political leaders. That's all I needed to say to get off my chest.
Man, how can we help you with your get your name out there further so that it can be a level playing field? Because right now it's not level.
Well, that's why I'm calling your show and getting my message out and how I feel about what's been happening in Cleveland for the past probably 16 years after Mike White. We had a void in leadership after Mike White, and that's when I decided to throw my hat in the ring in 2001. And I didn't know much about politics at the time. I was a novice and green, as C.J. Prentice said, but over the years I've learned how politics works in this town and how it's steered and geared towards certain people that they want you to look at and consider. And that's all that's offered up to you, and those are not good choices offered up to us. But this is how you can help me. If you would like to work on my campaign or help me out, just give me a call at area code 216-413-7995. I'd love to have you on my team and go out and try to make some change for Cleveland and make Cleveland great. I mean, we got a great winning Cavs team. We need to make Cleveland great, and we need to help make the Browns a winning team. And that's what I'm hoping to do, bring jobs and opportunity and lower the crime and turn education around here, and I have plans to do so.
I wish to say thank you for calling in, because I've seen you throughout the years, family-oriented, at many different community events, from the arts and entertainment to others, and I just want to say that I appreciate at least some of the campaign information when you came to the Black on Black Crime meeting and spoke. It was very inspiring to a lot of people, and I just want to say thank you. And this is definitely not the last time that people will be hearing your name on this program or a few other things that we'll be working with together.
Okay, well, thank you, Al. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you and Black on Black Crime, because you guys are doing a wonderful job, and that's why, you know, I chose to come and speak there, because I feel that you guys are out there on the forefront.
Hey, I appreciate that. Wish your family well, and definitely let them know that we send our love, and definitely just keep your head going strong. With that type of message, you'll get a lot of people's attention. You received ours last week.
All right, well,
thanks,
Al. I appreciate it. And whenever I can make it over there again, I'll be there.
No problem. We appreciate you. Enjoy the evening, sir.
Okay. All right, Al. Thanks. All right. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And we don't know what else we'll bring on for you, but we're glad that you'll be on the line, because you'll probably hear a couple of other things. Before I go to that 216-820 phone number, I know that I get into trouble because people say I don't give enough information. So here goes a few things right now for you. The East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization, Nathaniel Martin, citywide leader. If you don't vote, you don't count. The date is this Thursday, May 18th, from 4:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Where? At the East Cleveland Public Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue. Also, for those who may not know, the Malcolm X, Our House is on Fire, Celebrate His Life, Legacy, and Challenge, Know Thyself, Heal Thyself. That's this Saturday, May 20th, 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., which will be at the Charleston Coffee House, 630 Broadway, Lorain, Ohio, 44056. Discuss the community, gang violence, and self-destructive behavior, and the drug epidemic. For more information, you can call 440-258-3114 and save the date, May 22nd, 2017, Nation Time, celebrating the life of the legendary Harlell X. Jones. That will be 6 p.m., May 22nd, City Hall Council Chambers. For more information, you can contact the offices of Peace in the Hood, 216-307-6117. Definitely you can do that, or you could definitely contact 216-613-06. You know, I love it when people get so cute on their flyers and they run all this stuff together, and it's like, make your numbers clear, people, because these are some important things going on. And last but not least, this is a interesting thing that's happening with the Youth Corps of Engineers and NACA, home buying workshops. You can purchase a home or save your present home. The next date will be May 27, 2017, from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Why rent when you can own? No down payment, no closing costs, lowest interest rates, no fees, no perfect credit, 100% financing. 17325 Chandler Park, LLC, Suite CL2146, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, 216-322-0811. Now I'm going to go to the phone line, 216-820. I sure hope this is not a phone caller, Matt, because I'm giving too much information. 216-820, how you doing out there?
All right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, brother. I'm doing well. What's new?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's new. First of all, for starters, I already heard about the two previous calls, and I just want to let them know that, hey, I support them more than that old mayor himself. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to even call him Jackson, you know what I'm saying? Because if I wasn't even calling him Jackson, you know what I'm saying, Papa Joe would be in his behind. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, I ain't about to, but despite all of that, I came to talk about what's upcoming real soon. This Saturday,
okay,
May 20th, at Cleveland State Auditorium, you can take the Euclid or Chester Way to get there. You know what I'm saying? Black House Sounds will be performing live at Cleveland State Auditorium. Big shouts out to the National Actions Network for giving us this opportunity. Also want to give shouts out to my big bro, you know what I'm saying, my partner, Joe Legacy, the founder of Black House Sound, you know what I mean? And so
right.
I just want to let everybody know that this coming Saturday, May 20th, at Cleveland State Auditorium, you can take, you know what I'm saying, the address is 1899 Euclid Avenue. You can take the Euclid or Chester Way to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It is at an Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm saying? Just so you all know, which will be, you know what I'm saying, in between the times of the afternoon. So just be on the lookout for that. And also, this, in the very next following week, May 26th, you know what I'm saying, at the Rockefeller Point Building, you know, Black House South's season's finale of Open Mic Night at the Rockefeller Point Building. You know what I'm saying? It will be May 26th. You know what I'm saying? And it will be on the corner of Lee and Mayfield. You know what I'm saying? Road. You know what I'm saying? It's free hip-hop, R&B. You know what I'm saying? Gospel, praise dancing, as well as bands. You know what I mean? We done had a couple bands go up in there, and that ain't even funny. You know what I mean? That's been
right.
A blessing to us. So, with that being said, you know, like I said before, you know what I'm saying, May 26th, you know, you will not be bored. There will be hot dogs, refreshments there for you, of course. And, you know, a lot of live entertainment. So just come on out. And if you got someone that can showcase your talents, or if you're talented in something, it doesn't matter. Just as long as if it's mean and it's clean. It ain't even got to be mean. Just as long as it's clean and radio edited out. Hey, bring it on down. You know what I mean? We can do something with
yes,
you.
Sir.
So with that being said, like I say, May 26th, that will be at the Rockefeller Point Building, the season finale of Black House Sounds Open Mic Night. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and you can catch, you know what I'm saying, the 40 or the 9, you know, and there's also et cetera buses available. I won't even get into that. But
gotcha.
Overall, we do have a real important event coming up May 20th. You know what I'm saying? Be there or be square at Cleveland State Auditorium. Black House Sound will be there. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I ain't going to take up too much of your time, but I'm going to go ahead and get on up out of here. Much love from BHS. One love. Peace.
You know, I appreciate that. And you know something, I already know I got to play a couple of songs. And before I play the first one, I just want to say the 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox, because it's going to be real easy. We're going to do this in about 2 minutes, I promise you. For those who are trying to figure out what happened, to condense it, and we all know this, last Tuesday, President Trump fired the director of the FBI, James Comey abruptly. You know, he terminated him, the leader of a wide-ranging criminal investigation into whether Trump's advisors, you know, coincided and colluded with the Russian government, you know, to at least help get the outcome of the presidential election in 2016 more favorable. Now, the stunning development drew comparisons to, and for those who may not have realized it, why they were saying Nixon, it was because President Richard M. Nixon, you know, he infamously did a Saturday night massacre in which Nixon purged the Justice Department in the middle of the Watergate investigation. That means he fired everybody, let them go, got rid of them, all that stuff. Not like the Purge 1, 2, and 3 movies. But anyway, it's basically he just fired them. Same thing, same outcome. Now, Trump did explain that he fired Comey. It was because of the controversial handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, even though the president was widely, you know, he definitely benefited from that inquiry and even said, hey, good job on that. But anyway, he said he greatly appreciated, you know, the informing on what happened. But on three separate occasions, he decided, I should definitely concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that he was not efficient enough. Now, again, it's essential that the new leadership for the FBI restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. That's what Trump said. Wow. And what's so bad is a lot of Democrats and Republicans don't trust Trump's leadership. But that's a different story for something else. I'm just saying that as of right now, there's been new information where some released by the president himself contradicted what White House officials had been saying for almost, we'll say, 4 days. The White House officials, including Vice President Mike Pence and Press Secretary Sean Spicer, they had said Trump had went on to fire Comey only after newly confirmed, you know, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein wrote a memo on why he should be let go. But Trump himself said, yeah, I think he told NBC News the past Thursday, he said that he'd already decided to fire Comey before, you know, Rosenstein's memo was delivered. He said, regardless of the recommendation, I was going to fire Comey. That's what Trump said. And, you know, today it's very interesting because the Washington Post, this afternoon, they put out there and said, hey, guess what, you all? And I said, I wonder what that is. It was like, well, it looks to us like we've got it on official information that Donald Trump had talked to and given private information probably the day or two after he fired Comey, that he might have given information of America's security to the Russians, then the Russian ambassador when they came through the White House. So what do we need right now? This song says everything. We got to keep praying, Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man, we
praying, yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns, take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off, making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's foul.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, yeah, praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah.
You know, I'm going to try to not play that particular song tonight. There's a song upcoming that I don't think I need to play because it'll get a lot of people, including myself, into trouble. So before I do that, I want to let people know that you can go to shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio. The playlist is put in by Emax the Image. Also, for those who are looking for other radio programs, and when you listen to them, you can mention where you heard it from. Tomahawk Radio, which is at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Mondays, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And you can also listen to the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The same thing, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also check out Black on Black Crime, Inc., on Facebook, or the website of blackonblackcleveland.com, or you can Facebook or blog talk D Gambit Radio or Bored and Restless Club. As a matter of fact, as I look at things, this is an interesting one, but for those who are wondering what's going on, you're like, I thought red light speed light cameras were supposed to be gone. Well, there's a 12-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Just give me a moment as we look at the fact that legislators are targeting the traffic cameras as the bills address mostly smaller communities who don't know how to follow state mandates. As state lawmakers who've gone to war on the red light cameras, it's not over. And the village of Lyndale remains its top target. Now, State Representative Tom Patton, a Strongsville Republican, before you get mad at him, you ought to listen to this one because the past week, he introduced a package of bills that would ban traffic camera programs in small villages, issuing a large number of citations. Patton said photo-enforced traffic tickets are more about generating cash than improving safety. Somebody telling me I'm making a mistake 30 days later doesn't help me correct my behavior. Well, that's what Patton said. He said the police car out there reminds people what the speed limits are supposed to do, and the bills would ban traffic cameras in jurisdictions with fewer than 200 residents, ban the cameras in jurisdictions without their own fire EMT services, limit a jurisdiction to issuing no more than 2 tickets for every resident, and prohibit a jurisdiction from collecting more than 30% of its local annual revenue from traffic camera tickets. So I'm just letting you know these little things so you can be aware of it. And then remember back in the history, you know, a couple of years ago, a ragtag organization like Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Stop the Cameras, Survivors, Victims, Violence, Inner City Republican Movement, First Ladies Dynasty, Carl Stokes Brigade. I believe you also had such people as Lady Sarge Filmon. Definitely appreciated that. And, you know, in rain, sun, we were in the sidewalks and in the middle of the street. in Cleveland to get rid of those cameras. We understood that going to a ticket hearing with a ticket officer, a hearings officer, let's put it out there, a hearings officer and no judge was unconstitutional. This is like taxation. You couldn't even question whether a camera was calibrated right or wrong. Even in the city of East Cleveland, there are people who will go there and say, wait a minute, if you stand in front of certain cameras and you look at those cameras, this is what's so crazy. Those cameras, in some cases, will click when somebody's walking across the street. Not a car, but a person is walking across the street. I will say, as a matter of fact, Taylor Road, I believe that when you look at that area right next to the Oppressed People's Nation Community Center, there have been people who went across the street and so-and-so thing clicked. But you are not and we're not able to at least question that. So by us doing what we did in Cleveland, working through Maple Heights, when they got struck down, others throughout the state, didn't matter the party, they got together and said they need to go. And certain little rogue elements decided we want to do our own thing. So if you hold on and hang on in there, it looks like some of the work that the Creator allowed some of us to start will be making its way towards you all as well. Before I do anything else, I want to throw out there that you can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio or Alfred Porter, JR period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You know something? You heard the name brought up earlier. We'll be doing some things this coming Saturday, so why not play something from Black House Sounds?
On everything she don't even know, a real woman comes in the door. Anything she say, it goes.
But you thought nobody was looking at
from head to toe. She thinks it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Some duffel bags being sealed back door.
This fine guy just walked through the door. Can't dispute she beautiful.
She trained down with that Louis though.
Like them actors in a movie though. The wretched ones all in the face. Can't let the bros confuse me though. Like analog. She gave me number. I'm sure to call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it y'all. 1 month I voted y'all. Sex money my motive y'all. But this diva got her point across. I'm feeling
on everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back door.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know, I see the diva class walk through the dough. You approach me though, I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G., I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the dough, make the others back up. I got the lyrical tushy, like you rap love. It was late night, just tipsy, and not drunk.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. She draped down from head to toe.
Yeah.
She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show.
Acting all
the
bad.
Duffel bags being filled back door.
Girl, I split that bill with her. The other dudes don't deal with her. Let me sit down and hit that kill with her. And show you about this trill killer.
I can't help but hear you talking. You say it's late at night. You four deep with your girl. But you still gave me the eye like Biggie. Let me whisper in your ear on that Casanova. Then I got her in the telly and she been over. Now I'm about to shock your body. Let me more control it. She can do it with no hands. She's a pro. She knows it.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back door.
She praying that my relationship fall. Bitch wanna be that of the broad. No, well, I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even run up in that girl raw. She catching feelings now, that's the law. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need a woman that's gonna stall. I already gave you what you want. A one night stand is what you want. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well, baby, kicks it, ain't my fault. When it comes to the lust, you know it's the least. My justice became your ride of peace. I'm my only resort to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything, she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back door. Out.
Conscious Rap, Volume 2, which is a four-disc set, 32 songs of music. You know something? Music that you can put on, not a curse word in sight, which I can appreciate on that. Definitely, you can be mean, but keep it clean. Definitely, if you're looking for copies of that, come through and check us out this coming Saturday, Main Classroom Building, East 22nd Street, 1899. You can enter from Euclid to Chester. Or that open mic night that is happening. Wow, the 26th will be here before you know it on that Friday. And I'm looking forward to that evening from, if I'm not mistaken, 7 p.m. sharp. And this coming Saturday, 3 p.m. sharp. And as I take a look at a couple of things real quick, standing ovation party in honor of the five courageous activists in Cleveland. Black on Black Crime Incorporated is putting that out there. Activists being honored: Burt Jennings, Laura Cowan, Julia Shearson, Dr. Eleanor Gottesman, Khalid Samad. The theme: Justice and Tolerance for All at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, 11209 Kinsman Avenue, on Saturday, June 17, 2017, from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. BYOB Affair. Food and setups can be purchased on site from B&M Barbecue. Live musical show, $15 donation. For further information, you can call the 216-804-7462 phone number or the 216-990-0679 phone number. Now listen, people, justice and tolerance for all, the standing ovation party. Well, what does that mean? Quite simple. Once a year, we have our annual fundraiser, and it's an opportunity for you to show your love and support for our great organization that will go above and beyond the call of duty to help you. As a matter of fact, we don't charge for a lot of things that we do. So let's see, hip-hop workshop, nope, we don't charge you. I'm sure Black Odyssey, Black House Sounds could tell you they haven't walked in when we said, hey, you need some money to come inside. You also have coming up there, we've been through and done a whole lot, such as families from vigils to homicide victims. We rallied with the families of missing persons. 10 years we were out there for, wow, Amanda Berry and Gina DeJesus. Would have been out there for Michelle Knight if we'd known that she was missing. But by us being there with the families through the whole time, that's what we did. We were out there from 137 shots tragedy to Tamir Rice and other things that come through. When people come to our meetings, if we don't have the answers, we try to put you with the people who do. We've tried to protect citizens when they're at their voting locations and many other things, as well as we're working on bias-free constitutional community policing. So with that being said, you could definitely call in for tickets from 216-990-0679. 216-804-7462. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm looking at this 216-406 phone number. Probably, I'm hoping it's not somebody who's tired of hearing my mouth all the time. 216-406, you're on live.
Good evening. Good evening, Brother Al Porter. How are you this evening?
I am doing excellent. How are you doing?
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Most of all, I want to say how grateful I am and say thank you for allowing my awesome group of sisters, Cleveland Curve Appeal, to be on your show last week. We had such a good time. I mean, it was inspiring. It was fun. It was motivational. It was fun. it was just fun. It was just fun. We were able to get the word out about who we are and what we do, what our mission and what our vision is. We're just not women with pain. We got brains, too, and we do a lot of community service. And you allowed us to share that with your audience, and I want to personally say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Trust me, you made my entire day, evening, and everything like that. I had that big cheesy smile going in. Day later, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. I even had it going into the Black House Sounds Business meeting. So I appreciate you all for coming through.
Thank you. So we appreciate you. Everything. You know, you just mentioned all the things that BMA and Black on Black Crime do. But you do a lot more because behind the scenes or being unspoken by so many people, we admire what you do. I want to personally say thank you. You know, you do so much for the community by your radio shows, letting people voice their opinions, allowing people to hear unbiased opinions of what they feel and what they think, and letting, you know, everybody know what's going on in this city. And there's a lot going on. And it's not all bad. And you give us the opportunity to show equally both sides of what's going on in our great city of Cleveland. And we're great because we make it great.
Amen. Thank you so much for this phone call. And wait a minute. How can we follow your movement?
Well, guess who I am? I'm Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman, CEO and producer of the I Am a Superwoman radio network. I can personally be heard every Friday and Sunday at 712-775-7035. The PIN number is 413-799-POUND, or you can go to I Am a Superwoman on Spreaker, YouTube, iTunes. We're everywhere. We are everywhere. Our motto is to empower the superwoman in you and the superman like Al Porter who supports us.
Thank you so much for the phone call. If you hold the line, at least I think you're going to hear something that you'll be able to tell folks that, no, I didn't think I heard that. But I appreciate your phone call, just to say.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Tell Mama I said hey.
I will do that. And thank you. Well, you know,
okay.
I'm very thankful. You know, every once in a while, these soapboxes get very interesting. I'm going to preface for what I'm about to play. And just say that, you know, a little while ago, the Washington State Attorney, General Bob Ferguson, he was saying he would ask a federal district judge to extend an order freezing the first version of President Donald Trump's travel ban and apply it to the updated restrictions that had been unveiled. As a matter of fact, the Attorney General of Hawaii, Doug Chin, who was definitely a Democrat, filed a separate lawsuit and challenged that constitutionality in the Trump's jurisdictional order. Now, you're probably wondering, why would I mention those things? Well, it's because every once in a while, you know, you have people who make songs. They do things. And I learned from Black House Sounds how to even be more fearless with what it is that I'm doing, say what's on my mind. Emax the Image always pushed that, gave me something to play around with. So, you know, while other folks sit around and they just talk about the same old, I wonder, you know, how many artists out there who talk so big and bad can't talk about dealing with some real issues. So with that being said,
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Uh-huh. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. Uh-huh. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
You know, in looking at everything, a lot of people lost in the fact that the great legend, Muhammad Ali's son, a couple of months back, he was questioned at the airport. Now, why was he questioned at the airport? Well, he was detained by immigration officials at a Florida airport and questioned about his ancestry and religion and what, you know, amounted to unconstitutional profiling. That's basically what the family said. Now, you know, they had allowed his mom, they detained his mother also. But Khalilah Camacho Ali, they, you know, they were both pulled over, and Muhammad Ali's son pulled over, and they released her, but because she showed a photo of herself with her ex-husband. But, you know, after they asked him about his credentials, religion, ancestry, now at the end, you know, the customs people said it had nothing to do with religion, which is basically a lie, because if it didn't have anything to do with it, you wouldn't ask about his ancestry or religion if religion wasn't a factor. I mean, let's think. You ask about religion, so it's a religion thing. Sure, I may be conservative on a lot of things, but let's face it. To say my country is unsafe from immigrants when I'm facing urban violence, killer cops, homegrown terrorism, yeah, I got that. And then what waited so sad was a month after that incident, wow, Muhammad Ali's son second time was detained. But this time it was after speaking out against certain things and the original ban and the hardships that had come through. So my thing is, call a spade a spade. And basically speaking, look out for each other. I would not get out there and tell anybody, hey, I'm Muslim, because I'm not. You know, I have Christian thought frame processes, but one thing I can say, my brothers are my brothers and my sisters are my sisters. I am my brother's keeper, I am my sister's keeper. With that being said, please look out for different people, show up at different events, support different things. Find out more about Cleveland Curve Appeal. Find out about other candidates who are running for office. Find out and make yourself involved, because you can get things done. And definitely feel free to sign a petition to make sure, especially if you're in the Cleveland area, that you can vote on the Q deal to get it off the table. With that being said, I want to thank you all once again. Look out for each other, please, and I appreciate you. Peace.